a little bit yesterday the din de rabbanon of dibrei shchemira kiksuvim v'chimsurin domi. The Chachamim made a takana. It's a mishnah in the original source. It's not in Gittin Daf Yud-Gimel. We'll have to learn the Gemara in Yud-Gimel. The Gemara has two interpretations of Damarayim on the last line in the mishnah. Normally we have a rule. We mentioned yesterday from the Rambam the first line in Hilchos Bechira ein amekach dikta b'dvarim. You can't transfer ownership by talking. Secular law in New York State, they distinguish between karka and the talpulim. And the talpulim can be nikta b'dvarim, and karka cannot. Halacha says both karka and the talpulim cannot be nikta b'dvarim. There are rare cases where we say it is nikta b'dvarim. Gemara has hein hein adram ha-niknim ba-mira. You have rare cases in the Gemara. We're going to have on Yudalel Amid Aleph, on the top line, ba-hahu ha-noah de-kom nishtan yalei ben-lil v'yishan levach ha-dosha. The Gemara says sometimes he can create his chayvus b'dvarim, and sometimes he can make a haknoah and a bien b'dvarim. These are rare cases. Whenever there's an umdinah, that there's a very strong gemiras das, the Gemara says he can create a kinyan b'dvarim, both a kinyan on a his chayvus moment, as well as a kinyan on a bien. But these are exceptions to the rule. The rule usually is ein hamekach nikta b'dvarim. So the the Gemara has two exceptions to the rule on the normal circumstance. One is dibrei shchimira kiksuvim mechim sirin domi. If the man is a shchimira, the shchimira does mean that he's a geisis. A geisis is a machloikis of Rishonim later in the end of Gittin, where the geisis is considered a bardas. Geisis means mamish holding by dani, imminently. So a geisis a lot of times is in his right mind. If he's in a coma, so of course he's a lot badass, he can't make a yarn. Sometimes a geisis is mamish on his deathbed, it is in his right mind, and he's giving instructions what they should do. So that's a machloikis and mishanim later on, whether a geisis can instruct to give a get, whether a geisis can make a yarn or not. 2 days in Tosis. So shchimira is not a geisis, shchimira just means mutal mishkov, echol mutal mishkov. But apparently he's thinking about death because he's chelik kol nechasim al piv. He's a matar shchimira b'kulo. He's giving away all of his assets, or even if he's giving away mikzas, but he's mitzava machmas nisa. He says explicitly, or it's clear that and obvious that he's concerned about death. So whenever he's mitzava machmas nisa, or it's matar shchimira b'kulo, so obviously he thinks he's going to die. Then the chacham made a takana that the shchimira could be makna the property to the other party. Without any need for a ma'isa kinyan. And Mark explains the reason why is because he was concerned Shemit Titorib died to all of them. Make it so aggravated over the fact that his assets are going to go to his children. Obviously, he doesn't want all of his assets to go to his children. Otherwise, let him die in peace. What's the problem? He's going to die. It'll go to the Yorshim. He doesn't want everything to go to the children. He wants some of the property or all of the property to go to others. So we're so concerned Shemit Titorib died to all of them. We're afraid that he may hasten his death from aggravation, so we tell him, don't worry, there's a takana de rabbanon that the kinyan works, the ownership will be transferred even without any need for a ma'isa kinyan. But usually we have a rule that called the tikkun rabbanon kein deraisa tikkun. All the dinim de rabbanon are patterned after dinim deraisa. Sometimes they're not patterned after dinim deraisa, but you have to work with building blocks that exist on the level of deraisa. Where do you have a din deraisa that gives a it gives a shchimera a special status? Would you have any halacha that shchimera, a person is sick in bed? So there's a din of a choyla muta lemishko has a status of a choyla shemis hakana. Choyla shemis hakana is neged to dinim de rabbanon on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do refuah. For choyla shemis hakana, there's no isa refuah. For choyla shemis hakana, you're permitted to violate some halachas de rabbanon. Sometimes you're allowed to do it. Amir lenachri is muta. What do you have a muta lemishko? What do you have a din de araisa? What's the called the tikkun rabbanon kein deraisa tikkun over here? Is there a din deraisa that where shchimera plays a role? So it says in Chosh Mishpa there is. There is a Mishnah in Bava Basra, Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph. Here the institution of Dibbe Shchimera is the Mishnah in Bava Basra, Kuf Nun Vav Amud Beis. Machlekes HaTanoim, where the Dibbe Shchimera Kiksuvim Lechim Sirin Domi only applies on Shabbos, or even applies on the weekdays. Reb Lezer's opinion is it only works on Shabbos. On the weekdays, he's not going to get a heart attack. You tell him, wait 2 minutes and we'll make a kinyan. Whatever you want, we'll make a kinyan for you. On Shabbos, tell him, wait till after Havdalah. See, he may he may get so aggravated that the time to wait till after Abdullah will make a kinyan on behalf of Pliny, so he may get a heart attack and die. So Rav Lezer is of the opinion that this takana de Rabbana de Vishchimira, because of the concern that the Torah of Daita Olav is only instituted on Shabbos and not B'chol. We don't pass like Rav Lezer. We pass like Rav Yeshua that Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'chol. That's the original source for de Vishchimira. So there is a Mishnah Kuf Lamed Amar Aleph, not talking about Bein B'Shabbos. It's in Perek Yesh Neuflin. A man is about to die, and he has sons and daughters, and he has a wife, and he has cousins and uncles, and all kinds of relatives. All family. So the din is that the wife does not get the Yerusha. If he has sons and daughters, so the sons get the Yerusha, the daughters don't get the Yerusha. And let's say he has three sons. So each son gets one third of the Yerusha. If no one is a Bkor, there's a Bkor, he gets a double push. No one is a Bkor. The daughter was born first. So the daughters get nothing, and each one of the sons get one third of the Yerusha. What if the father feels, why should they divide it equally? One of them is a very successful businessman, he's very wealthy. The other two have no money. So let me give two-fifths to one son, two-fifths to one son, and one-fifth to the rich son. He doesn't need so much. He wants to give twice as much to each son. So is there any room to make it savor? So the Mishnah quotes are Yechen and Breuker, and that's how he passed down, Kuf Lamed Amar Aleph. If he has three sons and three daughters and he makes a statement, he leaves the tzavoy, he wants the daughters to get equal share to the sons. Then the Mishnah says that that doesn't work because the daughters are not in line to get any Yerusha. Only the sons are in line to get. The daughters are not in line to get anything. In Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah recommends that you should figure out a method whereby to leave Yerusha for the daughters, otherwise it's going to be a whole machlekes. So the days of the Shulchan Aruch, the women would be satisfied if they would get a chelek chatzi zachar, if they get half the amount that each one of the sons would get. Today, probably the women would not be satisfied. They would just give them a chelek chatzi zachar. So that's why many rabbanim encourage that people should make a will that should be binding. You have to figure out exactly how to make a will that's binding, that the daughter should get an equal share to the sons. Chelek chatzi zachar, this concept that exists in days of Shulchan Aruch, probably will not be sufficient to satisfy the women today. So the Mishnah says there is a din deraisa of tzavor. We pass like Rabbi Yechon and Breuker, because the pasuk says in Chumash, he say any lish day nashim ha'achas ahuvah ba'achas nov yoldo la'banim, etc. So it says v'hoi bi'amal chilos banim eis hashia lo l'ichol l'vaker es benu ha'huvah p'nei banasnu ha'pkor. So what does it mean v'yom hanchilo es banav eis hashia lo? What does that expression mean? The man is about to die. So he died. What do you mean? Hanchilo as banov. People are mankel, their children. Someone dies, and the Yerusha goes to the children. So that's Rabbi Yechon ben Breuker learns out from that pasuk. Omar Ravin, my time is Rabbi Yechon ben Breuker. How does he know that in such a concept there's a tzavur on the level of the Raisa to affect the change in the Yerusha? The pasuk says, "Biyam hanchilo as banov hator nos tamishus la'av lahanchel l'chom ishiyut." Torah gives the man is about to die, the Morish, the Manchil, they write to change the proportions a little bit. So if he has three sons and three daughters, each one of the three sons is aligned to get something, each one is aligned to get one third. So you can say instead of one third, I would prefer to have two fifths, and one fifth. Or if he says, let's say I want to give 50% to this son, 50% to the other son, just leaves out the other son. Also, that'll also work. He doesn't have to give anything. If he just says, if he says in the negative, I don't want this son to get any Yerusha, he's not a good son. I don't want this son to get Yerusha. He's richer than all of us put together. He doesn't need the money. But then the Mishnah says, if he's saying in the negative, then it doesn't work. But if he's saying in the positive, let this son get 50%, let the other God's son get 50%. If he's saying in the positive, then Rabbi Yechon ben Breuker is then applied. That's how he passed like Rabbi Yechon ben Breuker. Because the Chumash only gives the father the right, Lahanchil, Lachomishi, it's to give. Torah doesn't give him the right not to give. Torah gives him the right to give. So let him say two-fifths and two-fifths and one-fifth. Let him say 50%, 50%. To say that Pliny shouldn't get for good reasons or for evil reasons, it doesn't matter. To say in the negative that he doesn't have the right to say. So we pass on like Rabbi Yechon Breuker. If he's going to say on the daughters, let all the daughters, let all the six children, three sons and three daughters, let all the daughters get the one-sixth. The sons and the daughters of them should get one-sixth. The Gemara says the daughters are not in line to get any Yerusha at all, so then it does not work. So the Gemara has a suffix on the top of Kuf Lamed Aleph Amar Aleph, Boi Rava, on the second line from the top. Rabbi Yechonim Abraiter's din that I said he learns that from a pasuk. That's what Rava says. Rava says in Kuflama the Manafim. Rabbi Yechonim Abraiter's din is derived from that pasuk. The Yom Hanachi Lo Zbanaves Hashir Atarnas to Meshuvs La'av La'Hanchil L'Chol Misha Yirtze. So Rav is mesupik on kuf lamed aleph on aleph. Does that only work b'shchimera, or does it even work b'bari? Maybe when the pasuk says b'ayev v'yam alchilas banavisa shi'alo, he's holding by dying. To say that it only goes on a goy says that not. Why not? I would have said it goes on a goy says. So according to the one opinion in Tosfos in the Rosh later in Gittin, that a goy says alpidin is considered a lot bar das, even though the guy is absolutely clear, knows what he's talking about. But he's going to die imminently, so we declare him as a lab bar das because he's zaymed lomos. Dead people are considered lab bar das, and he's half dead. So if he says he's considered al pidin a lab bar das, then we understand why that's not bo b'cheshbon. It's not possible to interpret the pasuk the yamachi lo zbanav that it's only talking about a gozer. So that's what the Gemara had to suffer. Maybe the pasuk only goes on a shchibmira. But if you hold like the other opinion in Tosfos that a gozer is a bar das, so why did Rav only raise a possibility? He's holding by giving over Yerusha. Bar Arusa, holding by giving over Yerusha. He shouldn't say that it goes on a ghost face. Not that it goes on a Shchidmira. I don't know. But Kasha. So the Chorif and this Gemara would appear that it goes in Salpidin as a lot bar das. So if you want to restrict the din of Rabbi Yechon HaBreike, you can't limit it only to the situation of a ghost. A ghost is a lot bar das, so whatever he says, you just disregard. So if you want to restrict it, it has to be restricted up to a shchimera. So this in the Gemara Kuf Lamed Aleph, and now this is an Ibai Deloiv Shita. So we paskin, how do you paskin when you have a Sufik Mamayna? Whenever you have a Sufik Mamin, so the Mukhzuk holds on to the Mamin. So here, the father is 50 years old. I quite recommend that when a person reaches the age of 50, he should make out a will. He should think about the possibility of dying. I called up my sinus doctor yesterday that I have a slight sinus condition. I have to go by plane today. So he discussed to me what medication I should take. Then he says, he wanted to bring up an issue with me about buying a plant. I said, why? No, because he's older. He's 15 years older than me. So he's thinking, so he wants to have a good neighbor. So he wants, we should buy it together. I said, okay, some other time, not today. So the post can say when a person reaches 50, he should start thinking about their dying. He should make a tzavua. They say a rem is based on the pasuk that says bishnas hayovel hazos toshuvu isha lachu zaso. The pasuk doesn't mean that at all. The pasuk means when bishnas hayovel comes, so if I had a stay achuzah that I sold to someone else, so then when it comes yovel, I get it back. When it comes yom kippur shayovel, it goes back to the original owner. Bishnas hayovel hazos toshuvu isha lachu zaso. Whoever has a stay mikna has to give it back and revert back to become a stay achuzah by the original owner. So the Achrenim say a rem is on the pasuk b'shnas ha'yavel azaz, when a person reaches the age of 50, toshuvu isha lachuzas, they should think about going back, returning to their maker. They should think about dying in a cheerful way. And they should make a tzavua. Okay, so the shah is the guy's 50, but he's not a shchimera. He's not sick at all. That's a sinus condition, but he's not nothing. He's not sick in bed. He's not a shchimera. See, that's why Rav is mesupik. If he's a bari and he makes a will at the age of 50, and he says he doesn't want one-third. He wants 50% and 50%, and the third son doesn't need anything. He wants two-fifths, and one-fifth, because the one of the children is much wealthier than the others. So Rav is mesupik, whether the din de'araisa works or not. So misofek, we paskin hamaitz machaver all of araisa. Who's the muhsok? So if the father wouldn't have said anything, so the Yerusha would have been one-third. So even though the Yerusha belongs to the Morish until the minute that he dies, and after he dies, then the suffix is whether the din of whether Rabbi Yechonim Abraiter's din sets in or not, whether the din of Yerusha sets in. But since if the father wouldn't have said anything, they would have divided it one-third. So now we're misupik whether what the father said at the age of 50 when he wasn't yet a Shchimira, whether it has any validity. So we declare each one of the sons as a muhsak on one-third. That's halacha that a Yerush is considered kara de avua. Since the father was holding on to all the nechasim while he was alive, so even though the Yerushim own nothing, calls man the father's alive. But the moment the father dies, automatically they take over one-third. So the suffix is whether do we take away the one third from the third son and we give him only one fifth, or we give him nothing, or do we not take it away? So even though he never had a penny while the father was alive, he's considered a muchzak on the one third. So we say amoytzim machaver all of harai. So halacha lemaisim shulchan aruch. That's how we pass, and we can't stake it a dinah. That the dinah of Rabbi Yechon and Mabreita, that's a din deraisa, only applies in a situation where the fellow is a shchid mira. Doesn't say when he's a goyseis, that's not, only when he's a shchid mira. So there is a called the tikkun rabbanon came deraisa tikkun. There is a din deraisa where you have such a halach. Yeah. How do you make bisman hazeh? How do you make, let's say, the man wants to give, he has three sons and three daughters, and he wants to divide all of his assets equally. Chatzi Zachar is probably not going to satisfy the daughters, bisman hazeh. So that's what the many chachamim, many rabbanim today recommend. You should see to it that all the children get an equal share. So how do you see to it that they all get equally? So in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah and Hilchas Nachlis, in the end of Chosh Mishpat, says the father at the age of 50, whatever, has to make kinyanim. How does he make kinyanim? So if he knows how much money he's going to have at the day that he dies, how does he know when he's going to die? How does he know how much assets he's going to have? So if he knows how much he's going to have, so let him make a kinyan with each one of the daughters that makna, one-sixth of my assets goes to you, one-sixth to you, and one-sixth to you. It's a little chosid tam that he should make a kinyan with the daughters, he should make a kinyan with his rabbi, make a kinyan with his Jewish lawyer, and the lawyer should represent the din zach liyadim shalav b'fonim, he should be kind in the matanas, the one-sixth and the one-sixth for each one of the daughters. The thing is that when a man is 50 years old, he's making a tzavah, he doesn't know how much nechasim he's going to have at the time that he dies. So what is he? He's making a kinyan now on what he's going to get in the course of the next only 50. He's going to live another 70 years till the age of 120, theoretically. So he can't make kinyanim on a davar shelo bo le'olam. So how does he see to it that that the Yerusha should be divided equally? So the Shulchan Aruch recommends he should be mischayv himself. He should accept upon himself a hischayvus moment. He should accept. So if he knows how much he's going to have the day that he dies, he's going to have $6 million the day that he dies, and he wants each one of the children to get $1 million. So let him be mischayv. So the sons are going to get automatically one third of whatever is there. So let him be mischayv himself to each one of the three daughters. Speak to the rabbi, speak to the lawyer. So they'll give a handkerchief to the father, and the father will say, "Am I accepting this suder? I'm mischayv myself to each one of my daughters $1 million. That would be fine. If he knows he's going to have $6 million the day that he dies, then let him be mischayv himself to give $1 million to each one of them. But he doesn't know how much money he's going to have. He may have more than 6 million, he may have less than 6 million, he doesn't know. So what they recommend in Shulchan Aruch is he should be mishabin himself a schum that's way more than what he thinks he's going to have. Let him obligate himself to give each one of the sons and each one of the daughters $50 million. He's never going to have so much money. So whatever assets he's going to die, he's going to have $20,000. So whatever he's going to have when he dies, he's thinking big. Whatever he's going to have when he dies is going to be way less than what he was mishabin himself to all of the six children. So there's a shibud nechasim, so no one's going to get mitam Yerusha. No one's going to get a Yerusha. Each one of the six children is going to get gviya sachayiv. There isn't enough. He dies, he only leaves $20,000, but he owes $50 million to each one of his six children. So since there's not enough assets to give to everybody, so they divide equally. So they'll all divide equally. Yeah, what if he wants
isn't
to...
Isn't that an
Is that an asmachta? Asmachta is only if a person has a hischayvus ala tanai, where there's an umdina that he thinks it's never going to happen. That's a guzma. No, asmachta means a different thing. Asmachta means like this. There is a din, there is a machlekes hatanai, whether asmachta kanya, asmachta lo kanya. So that's a machlekes also in Bava Basra, Mishnah, machlekes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef. Asmachta means like this. I owe you $100. And it comes to Higir's mana pira, and then I don't have $100 to pay. So the Bezim is going to take my clothing, they're going to take my svarim, they're going to take my assets, and they're going to auction it off to the highest bidder. And they're going to give you the $100. So I plead Rahmanis, and I say, here's $50. Let me pay you $50 now. And the remaining $50, give me an extension of another 6 months. The remaining $50, I promise I'll pay within 6 months. If I don't pay within 6 months, so why should you agree? You want your $100 now, so I make a deal with you. I say, if I don't come up with the remaining $50 in the course of the next 6 months, you have the right to collect the full $100. And the $50 that I gave you now is a matana. So that's really a guzman. And he wasn't interested in giving him $150. He thought the reason why I tried to entice you to agree to this deal, that I'll pay $50 now and give me 6 months to pay the remaining $50, and if not, why should you give me another 6 months? You would rather they should sell all of my property now to collect now. Because I entice you and I say, if I don't pay the extra $50 within the next 6 months, you can collect the whole $100. So I make it worth it for you. So then, that's a machlekes hatanai. We pass, and that's asmachto lo kanyi. Why? It's a hischayvus al hatanai. I'm mishabit myself to give you an extra $50 on the tanai that I don't pay you the remaining $50 within the 6 months. And there's a guzma. He thought it's never going to happen. He thought, for sure, I'm going to come up with the $50 in the course of the next 6 months. So then, that's hischayvus al hatanai. And there's an umdan in the mukhlek. He thought it's never going to happen. And there's a guzma. Then you say asmachto lo kanyi. Let's say the Mishnah has in Bava Metzia. Let's say people own real estate, they own farms, and they rent out the farms to a sharecropper, to an oris, to a sharecropper. So the oris makes a deal with the balabas, I'm going to do all the work on your farm, and we'll divide the payers 50-50. 50% of the payers will be yours, 50% of the payers will be mine. And what if it's a bad year and nothing grows, so each one gets nothing? Even gets 50% of nothing. What if it would have been a good year, but the sharecropper decided he changed his mind, he's going to sit and learn in the basement. He's not going to do any work on the farm. So then that's not fair for the balabas. The balasada, the owner of the real estate, is going to be left with 50% of nothing. So he wants to protect himself. So whenever they used to rent out fields to the sharecroppers, to the arisim, they used to have them make an agreement. If I leave the field fallow and I don't do any work at all, ashana b'meitva. I will pay you 50% of what a normal good year should have been. Normal year should have been so much, $20,000. So I'll give you 50% of $20,000. What happens? So that's legally binding. If the fella makes such a hischayvus al hatanai, if I leave the field, the sharecropper makes a kinyan shtar or a kinyan suder, if I leave the field fallow and I don't do any work at all, I'll still pay you 50% of what it should have been in a good year. What if he says, if I don't work the field, I'll pay you an exorbitant, a tremendous amount of money. That's way more. It's a guzman. Doesn't correspond to the amount of the hefsid. So the Gemara says, that's a machloekes satanai, but asmachto lo kanyi. Why? That's a hischayvus al hatanai, where there's an umdud in the muchach that the sharecropper thought it's not going to happen. What he's interested in giving, the sharecropper is a poor man. He's not interested in giving him $100,000 out of his pocket. Why should he agree to that? So it's chayvus al hatanai with an umdud in the muchach. He thought it's not going to happen. He thought he's going to do the work on the field. And it's a guzman. If it's chayvus al hatanai, I thought it's never going to happen, but it corresponds to the hefsid. He says, if I leave the field so that boor, and I don't do any work, I'll pay you 50% of what should have grown. So that is no guzman, that's not an asmachta. That corresponds to the hefsid that the sharecropper caused to the balasada because of his not doing the work on the field. But if he says a guzman, the Gemara says, an amount of money that's way in excess of what it should have been, so that's considered an asmachta. Yeah, but this case, there's no asmachta over here. This case is not considered asmachta. He obligates himself to give each one of the six children $50 million. It's a guzma, but there's no umdud in the muchach that he thought it's not going to happen. Everybody knows they're going to die. He wants to obligate himself to each one of the children. He has to add on a clause, though. They can all come and ask when they'll find out that the father was mishabbing himself $50 million to each one. They'll come clean him out now. So the Shulchan Aruch has, let him make his chayvus. The rabbi or his Jewish lawyer, if it's a goyish lawyer, so you don't say zach liyadim shlo b'fanav. The goyish lawyer can't give me a suda to be kind of may have of my six Jewish children. Zachan only works if all the parties involved are Jewish. So if you have a Jewish lawyer, you have a rabbi. So the rabbi gives a handkerchief, he gives a suda, he gives a gartel, whatever, his ballpoint pen, whatever. He gives me some kli, in exchange for which I'm mishabim myself to give each one of my six children $50 million. That's not an asmachta. That's a hischayvus. But I don't want them to clean me out now. So if I say the hischayvus should only take effect after I die, so that's enkin yelach hamisa. his chayvus can't take effect after I die. So Elamai, what am I going to say? I'm mischayv myself to give $50 million to each one of my children. The mischayvus should take effect the minute before I die. So that the Gemara says is an issue of ein breira. That's a Gemara later in Gittin. A man is on his deathbed. A man is sick and dying, and he has no children. And he knows that if he dies, his wife is going to need chalitza. And his brother lives in communist Russia. His brother won't be able to do chalitza. His brother's not interested in doing chalitza. His brother lives in New Zealand. He lives somewhere that's going to be extremely difficult to do chalitza. So the husband, out of love for his wife, wants to give his wife a get to relieve her from the need for chalitza. But if he's going to give his wife a get, then there's an issa yichud, so she can't stay in the house with him. And he does know he may survive, so he doesn't want to give her a get if he's going to survive. So he gives a get ala tanai. So if he says harei ze gitech im amus, so then the Mishnah says ein get lahanisa. That's our Mishnah. There's no such thing as a get lahanisa. What if he says harei ze gitech shachas kadim isosa? There's a din, you can give a get now, and you can say I want the get to take effect in another 30 days. Harei ze gitech lachalam and yom. Harei atun kodeshesli lachalam and yom. You can postpone a halos. We learn that from Sukkim in the Chumash. You can postpone a halos. So let's say the man gives his wife a get. He says, Harei ze gitech shachas kodim isosu. So you can give a get and postpone a halos. Yeah. But over here, if he says, Harei ze gitech lachalam and yom, 30 days from today, so you know when it is. At the time that he gives the get, the time that it's chal, you know exactly when it is. Here, he says, I want the get to be chal an hour before I die. So we don't know at the time that the get is taking effect, we don't know that he's going to die in another hour. After he'll die, then Al-Din is barer, it'll be Huvra Adol Al-Mafred, that the get took effect an hour before. So the Gemara says that's an issue of Ein Breira.
How does that resolve the problem of Yichud? He doesn't know when he's going to die, so he might still be in Yichud with his wife the hour before.
The last hour?
Yeah.
Mistama, the Chevek Kaddisha will be there already also. The last hour, Mistama will die in the hospital. Most people today die in the hospital. Mistama, by the time he's holding by dying, there'll be some more people in the house.
Can you sell this with your running vehicle for,
Mamzer? If the man is living with his wife, has marital he writes a get now with today's date, and he leaves it in the drawer, and if he ever decides to divorce his wife, he'll give it a get. So the Mishnah says that that's not good. He's living with his wife, so she may become pregnant. So he's going to give her a get that was written the day that he gets married. You can't write a get before you marry. That's called Davish Lavoliyot, because you can't divorce the woman if you're not married. So the day after he gets married, he writes a get and he leaves it in the drawer. In the event that he decides to divorce his wife, the get will be ready. But then he lives with his wife for 50 years. Then after 50 years he gets angry, he gives her the get that was written 50 years. Has children and grandchildren. So then, you're not allowed to do that in the Rabban. Zerush Aliyam will eat the Kodim Lepanon. They think that they got divorced 50 years ago, because that's the date on the day. And they had all these illegitimate children after, yeah. That's if he's living with his wife. But over here, let's say the guy's on his deathbed. He's not living with the wife.
Right.
He's not having tashmish with the wife. Yichud will be osur if the get was chal already now. So it's yichud tenuya. It's an issur yichud tenuya. Even though he's so sick, he can't have tashmish. It's still a problem of yichud. So the Mishnah has later a get. And let's say the man will give his wife a get. He gives her a get out of love. The Chumash has the case. The sneyahu yisha acharon. He divorces his wife because he hates her. Here, he's giving a get to his wife because he loves her. He doesn't want it to be zikuka l'yavam. So he gives his wife a get, and he doesn't want the get to be chal take it. He wants the get to be chal, sha'achas kodim isosu. So since at the time that the get is going to take effect, we won't even know that it's taking effect. We won't know till an hour later that the get was chal an hour ago. So the Gemara considers this like the case of Ein Breira. The original case of Ein Breira is in the third parak. The original case is a different case. It's a man has two wives with the same name, and he tells the sefer, write a get, I can't afford two wives. I'm going to have to divorce one of them, and both wives have the exact same name. So he says, write a get to my wife's name, and I'll decide later whether the get is for the wife number one or wife number two. I'll decide later. So since the get has to be written lishmo, so the Gemara says that's called Ein Breira. At the time the get was written, it was Eina Mavur. So there, the whole nature of the get is unclear. Was the get written for wife A or written for wife B? They will have the exact same name. Here, everything is clear. The only thing is the Zman Chalos HaGet is unclear. He gives his wife a get. So if he says the get should take effect in another 30 days from today, shy. So you look at a calendar, you know in 30 days from today. So he says, I want the get to take effect an hour before I die. So you won't know until after he dies. Then you'll know retroactively that the get was chal an hour ago. So the Gemara considers that also a problem of Breira. And we pass an aim Breira. So that's no good. So the issue aim Breira is not only a din and a get, it's a din in kinyonim, it's a din in kol haTorah kulo. So if the man is going to say, I obligate myself to give each one of my six children $50 million the day before I die. You don't know when the day before he dies is, so after he'll die, then you know retroactively that yesterday was a day in which the Hizkaius must stop. So that says in Shulchan Aruch that that's not legitimate. That's not acceptable. Such a Hizkaius is not valid. So how does he, but he does want to obligate himself to give each one of the children $50 million today. Today they'll clean him out. They'll take all of his money. He needs money for himself. So how do you do it? And if he'll say, I want the Hizkaius to be chal after I die, then there's no issue of Breira there. Now it's not Mavura, but at the time that it's going to be Chal, it will be Mavura. There's no issue of Breira there, but that's an issue of Ein Kinyan LaHamisa. So you can't say, I make the Kinyanim now, I'm making the Kinyan with the rabbi, with the Jewish lawyer now, and the Hizkaiva should be Chal, that I should owe a debt of $50 million to each one of my six children after I die. That's not a problem of Breira, it'll be Mavura at the time that he dies, that he owes the money then, but that's a problem of Ein Kinyan LaHamisa. So how do you accomplish this compromise over here? So the Ramos says what you should do is, you should say, I hereby obligate myself to give each one of my children $50 million may akshav. He doesn't think he's going to have so much money. He's not going to have six times $50 million. Not going to have so much, $300 million. So he just says he obligates himself to give each one of the six children $50 million may achsho, but it should only be collectible shachas kaidim isasi. So what is accomplished by that? So it should baita be embrera. You should still say embrera. The ischaivis is chal now, but the schus gviya, let's say I borrow money, so I owe shibir aguf and shibir nechasim right away. I owe you the money right away, but it's not collectible until 30 days. It's not collectible until 5 years. So there is such a thing. I owe money, but there isn't a schus gviya until a later date. So you can do that. But what do you accomplish over here? It's still ain't brera. He says that his chayvus, mom and ayo, each one of the, he's only 50 years old. And he's following the recommendation that the achrenim give, that he should make a will at the age of 50. But he has sons and daughters. He has three sons, three daughters. He can't make a will to provide that the daughters get. Rabbi Chaim Breker's din doesn't apply because the daughters are not royally yorshim. So he makes like the Ramon says, he makes a his chayvus. He wants each one of the children to get an equal share. So he's mishabed himself, mischayv himself, to each one of the six children, $50 million mayachsha, but he doesn't want them to clean him out. So he says, mishabed mayachsha, but the schusigviya should only be later. So if he says, the schusigviya should only begin after I die, invite that. It's lachamisa. Nothing can take effect lachamisa. So he says, no, the schusigviya should take effect shachas kaidim isasi. So it's vaita nago, so it's ain't brera. So the Ramah, that's what the Ramah recommends, to do that. So how do you understand it? So that even though the Ramah doesn't explain it, it's probably based on the Ran and the Dorm. The Ran and the Dorm, there's a perik in the middle of the Dorm that's called Perik HaShutfim. The first perik in Baba Basra is also called Perik HaShutfim, not to be confused. So there's a perik in the middle of the Dorm called Perik HaShutfim. So on the first daf in Perik HaShutfim, there's a gigantic Ran. He takes up almost the whole page. On the first Amud Beis, the perik begins on Amud Beis. So the Ran goes through all of the various shitas of Breira. Do we pass the Yesh Breira, Ein Breira, what's the Aloha? So the Ran comes up, based on his interpretation of the Gemara, comes up with such a compromise. We pass in Ein Breira, with respect to Dinim Deraisa, the Gemara, so we pass in Ein Breira. But he said, that's only Ein Breira on the major aspects of the Chalois that you want to do. The guy tells the Sefer, write a get, and I'll decide within a month or two, which wife I want to divorce. So that's a major issue. Which wife is he divorcing? Is the get lishma for this wife or the get lishma for that wife? So that's a major issue. Or he decides when the get should take effect. So that's a major issue. So he's going to say, the get should take effect, shachas kadim isasi, so this man chalois hagerishin, that's a major issue. But let's say it's not such a major issue, it's just a minor aspect of the overall picture. So then the Ran says, with respect to minor details, then we say, Yesh Breira, even Medinim Darais. That's what the Rama holds over here. That the fact that the father obligated himself to give each one of the six children $50 million, that's Mayachshav. We know when the Chalois is. Take it from me out, it's Mayachshav. But he says they shouldn't have the schus to collect until later. That's legitimate. You borrow money, and you obligate yourself to give back the $30 million that you borrowed. And you say, give me 30 days, or give me 3 years, or give me 10 years, whatever. That's we know that. So the schus gviyah are postponed till a later day. So since the schus gviyah are only a detail, it's an important detail, when each one of the children have the right to collect. But since it's a detail, the basic is chayvus, we know what it is. He obligated himself to give each one of the children $50 million mayasha. The reason why, because he doesn't know how long he's going to live, doesn't know how much assets he's going to have. He may have millions of millions, but he knows he's not going to have more than $300 million. So if he's obligated himself $50 million to each one of the six children, he's not going to have that much money. $300 million is not going to have that. So all of the Yerusha that he's going to leave, he may die with only $20,000 of assets. So whatever he's going to leave over to Yerusha will be divided equally among the six children, not Petoris Yerusha. No one's going to get Petoris, each one is going to get Petoris Gviyah Sachot. So since the Zman of the Schusik Gviyah is only a detail in the major picture, so the Ran says Lalocha that on the details you say Yesh Brer. So that's what the Ramah is apparently based on. That's supposed to be the practice. When a person wants to make a tzavu and he has sons and daughters, so you can't use Rabbi Echman Breker's dinner. Rabbi Echman Breker's dinner only works if they roll royally Yosha, they roll in line to get something, so then you can change the percentages. But if the daughters are not in line, so you have to go with his chayrus.
If it's only going through Be'ezachol, then shouldn't there be a Shibud Karka?
Okay, there will be a Shibud Karka, there'll be a Shibud.
So afterwards, so with Me'asha, then everything is held afterwards.
Let him not say like that. Let him say there's no Shibud Karkos. Let him write in the document, this is only Shibud Aguf, not Shibud Karkos. He can write whatever he wants.
And he can't discuss it afterwards? Or say he wants to inherit one of the children, he can do that afterwards?
He can disinherit, he can change it, because Kolzman, they don't have the Schus Gviyah, so his Chayvus is meaningless. But still, on the one hand, the Schus is meaningless unless it's Schus Gviyah. On the other hand, we say, well, the Schus Gviyah is only a detail, so therefore we say Yesh Breira. You only say Yesh Breira on the major aspect. And his chayvus without schus gviyah is meaningless. So why do we consider this a minor aspect is problematic? But that's apparently what the Ramah is saying. Yeah?
This angle of
the Gemara says that it's Breira. No, there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosis later. If you say Yesh Breira, so what does that mean? So Tosfos says Yesh Breira means that the get is not chal. And Rashi says, no, the get is chal, but we don't know when it's chal. You can't be mavar when the get is chal. And Tosfos says, whenever you say Yesh Breira, it means that nothing is chal. That's machlokes. When you say Yesh Breira, what does it mean? Let's say a person... The Gemara has the din of Breira later. Shnei lugin shani yosel lahafresh. A person buys tevel wine right before Shabbos. And he wants to use the wine for Kiddush, and he doesn't have any time to be mafresh truma, maiserisha, maisersheni. So he doesn't have to have a container to pour the truma, a container to pour the maiserisha, and another container to pour the maisersheni. So he makes a hafreshes trumas and maisers quickly on Erev Shabbos, and he says like this: I'm going to drink some of the wine on Shabbos, and I'm going to leave over a lot of wine for after Havdalah. So after Havdalah, I'm going to pour 2% of all the wine into one container, 10% of all the wine into the second container for Maiserishin, and the remaining and 10% of what's left into the second and the next container for the Maisersheni. So he says, I hereby declare now that the Shnei Lugin Shani Yosel Lahafrish, the 2% that I'll pour into the first container after Havdalah, should be, those droplets of wine should already become Truma Gedolah now. And the 10% that I'll pour into the second container after Havdalah should already become, those droplets of wine should already become Maiserisha now. So the Gemara says that that's an issue of Breira, and we pass an Ein Breira. So you pass an Ein Breira, so where does it leave you? So Tosfos says Pshat Ein Breira, nothing is chal. You can't say Huvra Dovel Amafre. Can't say that after Havdalah is going to pour 2% of wine into this container, 10% here, and 10% of what's left into here, so everything will be chal amafre. Tosfos says nothing is chal. And other Rishonim learn on that Gemara, no, it's takechal, but it's not mavura. So it comes out that you're drinking truma. on Shabbos. Not that it comes out you're drinking tevel, it comes out that you're drinking truma. Because since we say ein breira, you have no right to say huvra adova lamafreya. So everything is considered, all the trumas in the Maaser Rishon and the Maaser Sheni was chal. But you can't say that the birur that you do later has an effect on lamafreya. So what I drank on Shabbos was not tevel, but it was truma in chulam miravim zebezet. So that's the same machlokes here. If you hold ein breira by the get, he says, I want the get to take effect an hour before I die. So that's considered ein breira. That's really much. That's considered ein breira. So therefore, ein breira. So therefore, where does it leave you? So Tosis will say the get is not chal. Ein breira, it's just not chal. Rashi will say no. The get was chal, but we don't know when it's chal. So he say that his scheme didn't help. He's already divorced from his wife. We consider a possibility. Maybe he was divorced from his wife, take it from Miyad, and is already in violation of the Yichud with the Pnuya right now. Taisa says, no, Embraer means that the get is not Chal, period. Not Chal at all. Not that it's Chal, and you can't declare that it's going to be Mavur or Shachas Karim Yisasi. So every minute we consider it as if he's a Suffolk, that he's already divorced from his wife. Yeah. So it's important, halacha lemaisa, when a person wants to make a will to leave money for the daughters, that they shouldn't have tarumas. That's what the Rambam quotes from the late Rishonim. The daughters already had tarumas. His mother Gemara used to have tarumas. So the Rambam recommends you should give each one of the daughters a chatzi chelek chatzi zocha. And recent Paskim recommend you should give equal share to the sons and the daughters. So you cannot use Rabbi Chaim and Breikus din. Rabbi Chaim and Breikus din only works on Bein Ben Abonim Mishiroi Liyorsham. If it's bas b'makam bonim, so the bas is not likely to get any nechasim at all. So the din of the tzavor, Rabbi Yechem Abreika, doesn't work. We can't apply, we already discussed when we learned the Gemara, Dina and the Machus Adina, on Daf Yudam Ebeis, we mentioned the Maharit Tzahalon has a tshuva. He was a contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Karo, very young contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Karo. So he has a tshuva where he writes that he was sent by the Rabbanim in Tzfat, he lived in Tzfat, sent by the Rabbanim to visit all the Arab, the Jews living in the neighboring Arab countries, to tell them that they're in violation of the din. They used to follow the laws of, the secular laws of inheritance in each country, assuming that din and machus adin applies in din imamunis, and the laws of inheritance set in. By the goyim, the sons and the daughters yarshin equally. So the Marit Tzalon writes that that's against the halacha, that Dina the Machusa only fits in, only applies, when at least one of the parties is a non-Jew. But if all the parties involved are Jewish, the man has six children, three sons and three daughters, everybody's Jewish. So the laws of Dina the Machusa don't apply. The Dina HaTorah apply. So you can't apply Dina the Machusa there. That's the official reason that's given by the Maharit Tzalon, because when all the parties involved are Jewish, then it says in Shulchan Aruch, Din Machusa doesn't apply. You have to have at least one of the parties should be non-Jewish. There's another reason that the Rambam writes. The Rambam says that we consider Yerusha as if it were Issa V'Heter. Din Machusa Din only applies when you're dealing with Din Mamnas. Let's say here in America, the law is that you're allowed to keep your store open on, the law used to be in certain cities, you're permitted to keep your store open on Saturday, but you're not allowed to keep your shop open on Sunday. There used to be blue laws. I think in most areas they prohibit those laws because of separation church and state. So they're enforcing the Christian religion that you're not allowed to keep a store open on Sunday. But in many areas of the country, they still have such a law. You can keep your store open on Saturday, but you can't keep your store open on Sunday. So a Jewish person will say, I'm allowed to keep my store open on Shabbos. Dina machlus adina. So that's the joke. What do you mean? Dina machlus adina only applies in dina mamunis. It doesn't apply in Issa V'Heter. I'm allowed to buy non-kosher food because the government said you're allowed to eat non-kosher food. My wife doesn't have to have a get because she was divorced by the secular court. We got a secular divorce. You have to have a secular divorce not to violate Dina Machusa. But you have to have a religious divorce also. You don't apply Dina Machusa Dina to the area of Issa V'Heter. So the Rambam writes a Chiddush based on a Gemara. The Pasuk says by Yerusha, Oysozos lachem l'chukas mishpot. So even though Yerusha is really a matter of dollars and cents, we're talking about how much money each Yerusha is going to get, but not, it's really mishpot. Ela mishpot mishtas l'fnei. Mishpot means Dini Mamanis. But we consider it as if it were chukah. We treat Yerusha as if it were Issa V'Heter. And the Rambam writes the following distinction. We usually have the distinction, we usually paskin, Masna Masha Kasa Bat Torah, Tanai Batla Maisekayim. Let's say a man marries a woman, and he says, Hare Mukudeshusli, on the condition that if I die leaving no children, you shouldn't need chalitza. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that such a tanai is not valid. You can't be masna mashkas batar. The din is that that if the man dies leaving no children, his wife will need chalitza. So if he made kiddushin on such a condition, Hare Mukudeshusli on us, that if I die leaving no children, you won't need any chalitza. So the din is tonight, batla ma'isekayim, they're married. And in the event that he dies before he has children, so the wife will need chalitza. What if a man marries a girl and he says, Hariyat Mekadeshisli, on the condition that I'm not chayv and share exus, I don't want to be obligated to support you. The Torah says, share exus and also lo yigra, the husband is obligated to support his wife. He gets married, masna mashkosma Torah, bedav shebimamim. So that's a machleg de satanai. We paskin, kol tanai shebimamim kain. You can make any tanai you want in dini mominus. So the Rambam quotes a Gemara, what if a man makes a tanai on Yerusha? A big discussion in the Gemara. How can make a tanai on Yerusha? What do you mean? The guy dies. What is it? What do you mean, tanai on Yerusha? He says, in the event that he has three sons, in the event that this son is going to get Yerusha, I declare I'm not dying. I only die on the condition that my daughters get an equal share with the sons. And if the halacha is going to say the daughter's not going to get, I'm not dying. We're not asking him when he's dying. Malach HaMavis is taking his life. So what's the whole discussion in the Gemara? So that's a problem. What's the Balamoy raises that issue. What are you talking about? Masa Mashach HaZbatar by Yerusha. So that's a problem. But you have to, Rav Lezer Shachan and a Sefer, you have to break your head to figure out where's there room for a Tanai in Yerusha? What is he doing ala Tanai? You get married ala Tanai. You get divorced ala Tanai. You make an Erev Day Tchumen ala Tanai. If the Chacham comes to the right, I want that Tchumen. I want that Erev Day Tchumen to begin. If the Chacham comes to the left, I want that Erev Day Tchumen to go. So he's doing something ala Tanai. What is he doing over here ala Tanai? So that you got to figure out. But the Gemara talks about Masna Mashik, Rumar Yeshnechlan, talks about Masna Mashik Hazmatera with respect to Yerusha. So the Rambam writes the following psak. This Loshan doesn't appear in the Gemara. Rambam writes, Masa Mashikos Batar Badavish Bamam Tanai Kayam, called Tanai Shabamam Kayam. But Yerusha is treated as if it were Issa Vehetta, because the Pasuk introduces the Parshas Naklas with the expression, Mahisa Zos Lachem, the Chukas Mishpot. Even though it's Mishpot, we treat it like Chukka, like Zos Chasatar, as if it were Issa Vehetta. So if it's Issa Vehetta, so for sure Dina Machusa Dina doesn't apply. So there are two good reasons why we don't apply secular law. Dina Machusa doesn't apply. When it comes to Yerusha, first reason is what the Ma'ariv Tzahalon wrote, that Dina Machus only applies when at least one of the parties involved is a non-Jew. When all the parties involved are Jewish, Dina Machus does not apply.
So not like Rabbeinu Yonah, Ma'ariv Tzahalon?
Rabbeinu Yonah said if they went to court, if the two Jewish people had a dispute and went to court and the judge passed in favor of one, then the judge gave a psak, said that's like Hefke Bez Nehefke, so the psak is chal. Even though both of them are Jewish, if they didn't go to court, then the Rabbeinu Yonah agrees that Dina Machlokes doesn't apply automatically. Rabbeinu Yonah just learns that that's the Machlokes in the Gemara, that few them in base, but the Dina Machlokes applies, what's the issue? We didn't go to court for a dispute that the judge is giving a decision on. We went to court to draw up a kinyan. Ashtar kinyan hoyle ba'akor shalakum. So do you consider that as if the judge, as if the court gave a psak? Oh, no, the court made a kinyan. The kinyan of the goyim is not meaningful for the Jews. So that's the two lashonos in the Gemara. But this Rabbeinu Yonah agrees that the Chazon Ish has that whole expression. This Rabbeinu Yonah agrees. If you have an issue between two Jewish parties, we don't apply Din and Machusa automatically. If they went to court and the judge, Shaloi Kedin, they're not allowed to go to court. It's an Isra HaKos. But if they went to court, and the judge gave a decision on their particular case, so then the psak is binding, even though al pi halacha it shouldn't have been like that. Psak becomes binding because of like hefke bez nehefke. Dina machlus applies because the judge applied it, because the court applied it to my case. But automatically, it's not going to be chal. That's what we mentioned. The Gemara in the end of Bava Kamma has, if a Jew and a non-Jew have a dispute and they come to Bezdin for a decision, so the Gemara has a lashon, the Beis Din should always try to be mahapech in the schus of the Jew. See if according to Jewish law, the Jew will win the case or apply Jewish law. And if according to secular law, the Jew will win the case, then in that case, apply the secular law. You're always unfair to the non-Jew, you always favor the Jew. So what kind of a din is that? So the Rambam explains in the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, It's not a Jew and a non-Jew. If a Jew and an Oved Avodah Zarah come to court, we're gunning out to punish the Oved Avodah Zarah. So then, he really deserves a punishment for the fact that he's not observing the Shevet Mitzvahs within an earth. He's worshipping Avodah Zarah. So that's the Lashon HaGemara. If Yisrael and Oved Avodah Zarah come to court, so then you always penalize the Oved Avodah Zarah. But what if it's a Jew and a non-Jew? Then you're not gunning out against the non-Jew. So then the Halacha says that Din and Machlus applies. They're allowed to go to secular court if they want. There's no Issa Rakos. The whole Issa to go to Rakos only applies if all the parties involved are Jewish. If one of the parties involved is not Jewish, you don't have to go to a Bezna. You can go to secular court. But if they did go to Bezna, then the Bezna has to paskin based on Din and Machlus. Because whenever one of the parties involved is a non-Jew, automatically Din and Machlus sets in. But by Yerusha, it doesn't set in for these two reasons. The first reason is because all the parties involved, the father with the six children, are all Jewish. So Din HaMachlusa doesn't apply whenever all the parties involved are Jewish. And secondly, Din HaMachlusa doesn't apply. The Rambam explains that it's considered Issa V'Hetman. Even though it's only a matter of dollars and cents, who's going to get how much money, but it says, V'Oisazos L'Chan V'Chukas Mishpot, it's considered as if it were Issa V'Hetman. Taisus has such a Gemara in Ksubis also, Taisus shows. Same as the Rambam, that we treat the Yerusha as if it were Issa V'Hetman. Every Takana de Rabbanon, the area of Din HaMachlusa is, the mechanics of every takana drama, the Eretz Yisrael rests on the principle of hefke bezna hefke. So the Gemara says in Ksubis that the Chachamim changed the laws of Yerusha a little bit. So the Gemara says, how in the world did they have the right to change that? So Tosfos says, what's the problem? It's the Yerusha is money. Money is the hefke bezna hefke. Why does the Gemara consider that a problem? So Tosfos says, you see from the Gemara that Yerusha is considered like Issa V'Hetman. And if they want to change the laws of Yerusha midirabbanan, then they have to. It's treated as if it's chachamim areke dov min haTorah, and isa v'heta bikum biyasei. It's not considered like dini mamlus. Same as the Rambam, that you treat Yerusha as if it were isa v'heta. So nachmal again, we have if a man wants to arrange his Yerusha. So if he has three sons and he wants to rearrange instead of one third, one third, one third, you have Rabbi Chaim Abreika's din. We pass like Rabbi Chaim. The Gemara says on Daf Kuf Lamed Halachik Rabbi Chaim Abreika. But the Gemara says in Kuf Lamed Aleph Amar Aleph and Baba Basra that Rabbi was Mesupik by Rabbi. Maybe Rabbi Chaim Abreika's din only applies if the fellow is a Shchid Meira. So that's an Ibaid Leif Shita. So the Sufik, that's how we pass him. Rabbi Chaim Abreika's din doesn't apply if the guy's 50 years old and he's healthy and he goes to the lawyer to make out a will. It only applies if he's a shchid meira at the time. Rabbi Yamar Chilo has banav. So we misafik, we pasken the safik mamayna, so the muchzak keeps it. So we consider all the three sons as if each one is muchzak on one third. So you can't take away any of the one third from the son because it's a safik and he's called the muchzak. So if a person wants to make a will, the Rabbi Yamar Breikas Shita usually is not going to help too much. So if he wants to give an equal share to the daughters as to the sons, he has to make kinyonim. If he doesn't want to make the kinyonim, that it should be chal mayachshav, then they're going to clean him out. So he wants to make his chayus, and he doesn't know how much he's going to have at the time that he dies. And he can't say, however many assets I'll have at the time that I die, I make a kinyon now, that should be chal at a later date. You can have it. You can postpone a chalos. Kiddushin lachalamit, you make a get lachalamit, you make kinyonim lachalamit. But he can't be makna dovish labolyam. He can't be makna to each one of the three daughters 1/6 of all the asset that he's going to have at the time that he dies. It's a dovish labolyam, so he can't do that. So that's why you have to have a hischaibus. A hischaibus he can make. Even though he doesn't have a penny to his name now, you can create a hischaibus. That's what Taisus and Ksubis, the first Taisus in Perik Afalpi, raises that question. A yeshiva bacha gets married, he doesn't have a penny to his name. And he writes in the Ksub, he obligates himself to give his wife Masayim Zikuk and Kesel Tzor. Where does he have Masayim Zikuk? Where does he have all this money? But you can't be Meshabed yourself on a Dovish Lo Boli Yoylam, Taisus asks. So Taisus gives two answers. So the accepted answer, the more popular answer is, I exist. If I'm transferring ownership of property, so if the property is Adayin Lo Boli Yoylam, if I don't have the property, you can't make a Kinyan on a Dovish Lo Boli Yoylam. I'm planning to buy the Brooklyn Bridge, and I'm selling you the Brooklyn Bridge. If I succeed in buying it, I'm selling it to you. They'll never sell it to you, but I'm a wheeler dealer. So there's a chance that they sell me the Brooklyn Bridge. The day after I succeed in buying the Brooklyn Bridge, I make a shtar, I'm selling it to you now. So the Gemara said, that's a Dovish Lo Boli Yoylam. You can't be makna dovish labaviyon, but to be mischayv yourself to give your wife from asayim zukkikes, and so you have no penny to your name now. But I do exist. I'm a shab in my body. I exist. So that's not called a hischayvus on a dovish labaviyon. I exist. I can make mishab in myself whatever I want. See, the father does know how much assets he's going to have at the time that he dies, but he's mishab in himself to give each one of the daughters way more than the 1/6 of what he's going to have at that time. So for sure, each one of them is going to get. So that's the common practice. Why don't you? What do you need all of this for? Why don't you just say mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames? That's what Rashi and Tosfos ask over here. Yud gimel amud aleph. What's the whole problem? Mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames doesn't mean that he left instructions after he dies. After he dies, he doesn't leave instructions. He leaves instructions while he's alive what they should do with his assets after he dies. So that's the dicha, the din of mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames. So Rashi writes on our daf on Yud gimel amud aleph. We're discussing the whole topic l'man deleislei mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames. It's a machlokes hatanoim on Yud Dalet on the base and Tezvav amud aleph, the last omad and a half in the perek. Rav Meir is the one who says mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames, and many tanoim disagree. We happen to passkin like Rav Meir, mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames. But other Tanaim don't hold like that. So Rashi says the whole discussion on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph is, if you don't adopt Rav Meir's opinion, if you hold like Rav Meir, mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames, you already solved all the world's problems. Tosfos finds that hard to believe. Why should Gemara go shaloi kalocha? He passed like Rav Meir at the end of the perek. I mean, he passed like Rav Meir in Ksubis. We do accept mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames. Gemara in Ksubis tells stories. A man, before he dies, he leaves instructions. That after I die, you should don't give all the Yerusha to my children. Only give them $100 a week. You can give them all the Yerusha. They're to gamble everything away. They're shikir. They're gamblers. Don't do that. So the Gemara says mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames. So why not say over here also mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames? That's how we pasken. Mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames. So what is the whole problem? So that's what Tosfos quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, that's the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch. Mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames only applies if it's hushlash mitchila l'kach. If you see the gigantic Tosfos in Baba Basra on this daf on Kuf Nun Aleph, where this mission is quoted, so Tosfos goes through many different suggestions till he comes to this conclusion. It's not so clear. That's the accepted opinion of Chayshim Mishpat. This Od Meforash Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames, the davish hushlash mitchila l'kach liyad sholish. If someone else is holding on to the money, but I didn't give it to him, l'shem kach, so then you also don't apply mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames. That's what we started to discuss yesterday. The Gemara Bava Basra Kuf Mem Tes Amud Aleph tells a story about Issa Giyur, Issa the Ger. There was a non-Jew who attacked a Jewish woman, and she became pregnant, and then she later on had a son. And that non-Jew who attacked the Jewish woman later on converted. And he was a wealthy man. So somehow he left a lot of his money as a pikotin by Rava. So now he's about to die, and he wants all of his millions, he wants it to go to his son, his biological son, who al-Pidin is not related to him. Because once the Issa Giyur, when the wife became pregnant, the wife was Jewish, so the baby is going to be Jewish. And Issa Giyur, at that time, he was a goy. So there's no kurva between a Jew and a non-Jew. So the son is not going to yarshin. Al pihilchas yirusha, the son is not going to yarshin. So Issa Giyur wanted Rava to come and give him the money, and he wanted to give away the money to his son. So Rava didn't want to give the money. Rava wanted to take the money for his yeshiva. Every yeshiva is in need of extra money. So he didn't want to go visit Issa Giyur. So Issa Giyur was panicking. He wants his money. So Rava does want to come visit him. He left a message, Rava should come visit him. Rava knew what he wanted, so he didn't want to come visit. So Issa Giyur is trying to figure out how could it be makna the money to the son. So it was cash. It was sacks of, sacks of cash. So he says, let's make a kinyan chalipin. The son was not there either on the father's deathbed. So someone else was there. So let someone else give a suitor to Issa Giyur, in exchange for which he'll if the son would be here, the son would give a suda to the Issa Giyur, in exchange for which the father would be makna the sacks of cash. So let someone else, let a good Samaritan volunteer to give a suda to the Issa Giyur, in exchange for which he'll be makna all the sacks of money to his son. So in reality, the money that Rav is holding on to will not belong, it didn't belong to Rav, belonged to Yisrael, he'll be makna to the sons. The Gemara said it doesn't work because matbeah is not nikne b'chalipin. It can't be makna cash with the kinyan suda. So what are you going to do over here? So the Gemara says, well, let's try another route. Let's try divish chimera kiksuvim chimsirin dami. The man was about to die. Use divish chimera. So the Gemara says, no, divish chimera ki irusha shavyur rabbanan. The whole din is midir rabbanan. And midir rabbanan, they treat it like irusha. So the Gemara says, man, the isi be irusha, isi be matan shchimera, man. The leisi be irusha, leisi be matan shchimera. So therefore, isi giyara cannot make a matan shchimera. So he's at his wit's end. He can't make a kinyan chalip, and it's not going to work. And he can't. And a kinyan, he wanted to make a kinyan maimet shloshdan, but Rabbi didn't show up. If Rabbi would have come, even if Rabbi wouldn't have the money with him, he would have made a maimet shloshdan. But Rabbi refused to go visit him. So maimet shloshdan is not possible. And what would be if Rabbi would come and he would say, I want to make a kinyan maimet shloshdan? Rabbi said no. What would be the din? Rabbi's going to say no. He says, I want to hold on to the money for my yeshiva. I don't want to be kind of the money for your son. So that's what Tosis discusses later. Does my Mishloshtan work even Bal Karchai or not? But this Gemara by Issa Giyoira, it's a little unclear. Rabbi didn't want to come, because if Rabbi would come, then Issa Giyoira would be makna to his, apparently the son was there, so the his biological son. So if Issa Giyoira and the son of Rabbi would all three be there, then he'd be able to be makna with my Mishloshtan. But Rabbi didn't want to come. So what if Rabbi refuses to be kind of the money on behalf of the son? So Tosis thinks that you see from that Gemara that Maimon Shlosh didn't even work by Kocha Shavah Nifka. Unless he said that Pshat is different, that if Rabbi would be there, he'd be embarrassed to say, I don't want to participate in the Maimon Shlosh. So that's what Tosis is not sure. Tosis thinks that from the Gemara would appear, if Rabbi would be there, even if Rabbi would scream, I don't want to be kind of the money for your son, it would still work. The Maimon Shlosh even works. So the Gemara says someone finally gave an etzah. Rava wasn't there when Isagir was on his deathbed. If someone finally gave an advice to Isagir, let him make an udisa, let him make a hidos balbin that those sacks of money that he gave to Rava last month are not his, that all of those sacks of money really belong to his son. So Isagir made the udisa, and then his son won the case. So Rava was upset. Who spilled the bean? Who told the secret to Issa Giyoira? If they wouldn't have told the secret, he would have had all these sacks of money for his yeshiva, and now they were mapsing him all the money. So Tosis is bothered with the question, what happened to the dinner mitzvah l'kayim de rames? Issa Giyoira is screaming. He wants all the money to go to his son. He doesn't want Rabbi to keep the money. So we do paskin mitzvah l'kayim de rames. Machlokes Reb Meir nechachamim. We do paskin like Reb Meir. Mitzvah l'kayim de rames. So why didn't it apply in that case? So the Rabbi and Tam suggests maybe when the Gemara gave the answer why Dibre Shchimera Kiksuvim Mechim Surin Dami doesn't apply. Gemara said, why doesn't that apply? Because Dibre Shchimera Kirusha Shavu Rabbana. Mandisi Birusha Isi Bimatin Shchimera. Mandelese Birusha Leise Bimatin Shchimera. That's in Baba Basu Kuf Mem Tes. So Isi Giyoira couldn't give over Birusha to this son. So therefore, Matan Shchimera didn't work. So the Rabbi Natam suggests, maybe Hu Adinami, Mandalei Se Birusha, Lei Se B'mitzvah L'kayim Divrei Ames. That's a suggestion that the Rabbi Natam has. The Yodam Rabbi Natam, he has it here, he has it in Ksubas, and he has it in Bava Basra. The Yodam Rabbi Natam, the last three lines in the Tosis, Vola Moshach, maybe B'ger La'amin Mitzvah L'kayim Divrei Ames, Chol Yisi Birusha, Mitzvah L'kayim Dvorah. So Tosis gives the explanation why. We said yesterday there's a machlekes, the Rashba and the Ra'or. How do you understand that Gemara? Mandalese Birusha, Leise Matan Shchimera. Is it that we consider Matan Shchimera mamish like Yerusha? If all the relatives in between would have died out, so you would Yarish and me. You are a Yerush of mine. But I have children, and I have cousins, and I have uncles, and I have a lot of relatives till you get to you. But if everybody else would be not alive, only me and you, then you are Jewish and we are related. Go back all the way to Yaakov Avinu. Maybe I'm from Shevet Zvulun, you're from Shevet Asher. You go all the way back to the children of Yaakov Avinu. So the Yerusha will go to you. That's called Mishmash Nachla. So even though all the people in between are still alive, so still the Gemara says, we treat Matan Shchimera ki Yerusha Shav Yerabban. That's one pshat. So that's what some Rishonim said, that Matan Shchimera will not apply to give the money to tzedakah, to give the money to a non-Jew. Because Mandalaysa Birusha Laysa Matan Shchemen. Other Rishonim said, no, that's not the Pshat. It doesn't depend on whether these two people are possible that you should ever Yarshin me. The Mekabel Matana can be a Tzedaka organization, it can be a non-Jew also. It doesn't have to be the possibility of Yerusha. It just means the one who died, is he a Morish? Issa Giyara, when he dies, doesn't have a relative in the world. His property is going to be a Gersha Meis Meil Yarshim. His property is going to become Hefka. So that's what other Rishonim said. That's how the Rabbi Natan words it also. Hovel Apostle Kochem Yosa Amamen, the Mikoch Yarshim. If the one who died has a koyach to be morish to his yarshim, he has relatives, he has a koyach to be morish, so then he has both the din of matan shchemira and he has the din of mitzvah v'kayim divrei ameis. Avoger de leisa birusha post koyachem imamana. This is the other hezbo that the Rishonim gave. This is the machlokes, the Rashba and the Ro'ah. The Rabbi Natan learns the second pshat. He doesn't learn the first pshat that matan shchemira kirusha v'yabana means literally you yarshim from me. We consider it as if everybody else in between is mesulik mikan and you yarshim from me. He's not learning like that. He learns Mandisa Birusha, if you have the status of a Morish, it's not Pasa Koicha Meyosa Amamen after he dies, because he's going to be Morishit, so then he both has the ability to do Matash Shchemira and the ability to do Mitzvah Lekam Diremes. So that was his suggestion that Rabbi Natan gave to answer this Kasha. When the Gemara was trying to figure out how can Issa Giyora give his sacks of money to his son, so Gemara said, make a Kenyan Chalipin, the son is there, make a Kenyan Chalipin. Gemara says, Matbeah is not nicknam b'chalipin. And then the Gemara says, make a kinyan my mishloshton. Rabbi doesn't want to come, there's no my mishloshton. And make a kinyan diber shchimera, is mandalei sibirusha, leisim mimata shchimera. Gemara finally said that they made a kinyan udisa. Someone told the Isigira, make an udisa. So Tosfos says, why don't they have another possibility? Make a mitzvah lekam diber ameis. Let him leave instruction, mitzvah lekam diramez. So first, the Rabbi Natan suggested maybe mitzvah lekam diramez doesn't apply. L'man de'leisei birusha, leisei b'matan shchemira, so leisei b'mitzvah lekam diramez. But then he came up with a different answer. The answer is you only apply mitzvah lekam diramez if it's biyad sholish. It is biyad sholish. Rav is holding on. No, it has to be hushlish metchila lekach. If it had been given to Rav for the sake of giving over to his son, then you say mitzvah lekam diramez. But he gave the sacks of money to Robert. He was entrusting it by him. It's a pikotin. He didn't give it to him initially al das that Robert should distribute the money to his son after he died. The Gemara in Ksubas that tells the story, the father says, after I die, don't give all the Yerusha to my children day number one. They're going to gamble it away. He gives all of his assets to someone and he says, after I die, give him $100 a week, not more. So that's because hushlish ben chila l'shem kach. That's why he gave it up. So that's the answer that's quoted in the Chosh Mishpah. That answer of the Rabbi Natan. Before the Rabbi Natan, you only say mitzvah l'kam d'rameis, if it's hushlosh m'tchilu l'kach. If it's not hushlosh m'tchilu l'kach, then the whole din mitzvah l'kam d'rameis doesn't apply. So Nachma, what do we have? How did all this come in? Because the Mishnah has a contrast. If he says, there's no shtar l'chamisa. If he says, tenu shtar shichu l'abdi, or to get the ishti umeis before they had a chance to give over the shtar, then you say ein shtar lahamisa. But if he says tenu manalish plenei meis yitnu lahamisa, so Umar wants to know why. But they didn't make a kinyan mechayim. So how is the kinyan? What the kinyan is chal b'dvarim alone? He just says tenu manalish plenei meis yitnu lahamisa. Doesn't say that someone was zoch le'adam shloim lefanu. Doesn't say someone made the kinyan mechayim. They didn't pick up the sack of money. The tenu manalish plenei. So they say Tnumana Zelaplani, they didn't give it over. So it seems from the Mishnah that somehow the fellow accomplishes a kinyan b'dvarim alone. So the Gemara gives two suggestions. Either you're talking about a shchimira and mitz and divi shchimira kiksuvim v'chim surindami, or you're talking about a bari and the kinyan that what ma'ase kinyan was made. Ma'ase kinyan that was made was a kinyan ma'amet shloshtan. They're both midirabon. Maimish Loshtim is a Takana de Rabbanan, and Divish Chimira Kiksum and Chimsurim, they're both Takanas de Rabbanan. Neither is a Din Minatar. The Gemara assumes that whatever the Sefer is talking about, the Reisha is also going to be talking about. If the Sefer is talking about a Bari, then the Reisha is talking about a Bari. If the Sefer is talking about a Shchimira, then the Reisha is also talking about a Shchimira. So that's where the Gemara has a comment. It says in the Gemara has on Yud Gimel on the base. Gemara has a comment on the Reisha. The man says, "Tenu get zeli ishbi." So umeis lo yitno lahamis. If he's still alive, then you do give. You do give. He said, "Tenu get li ishbi." But if he dies before they have a chance to give it over, then it's no good. So the Gemara wants to know if the Sefer is talking about a Shchimira, then the Reisha is also talking about a Shchimira. The Reisha is talking about a Shchimira, so why does it say, Tenu get zeli ishti umeis, layitnu lachamisa? But what if he's still alive, then you do give? Why does it have to say Tenu? If he would have just said, Kisva get li ishti. What if a man gives instructions, Kisva get li ishti? And the people who are listening, it tells a group of people, please write a get, I want to divorce my wife. So they go and they write a get and they give the get to the wife. The Mishnah says later on, that's not good. He didn't authorize them to give it. He only said, Kisva get li ishti. He didn't say, Kisva tenu get li ishti. What if the person is a yaitze b'koylor? That's how the Gemara quotes on Yud Gimel on the base, on the 10th line from the top. The police come and they put him in a collar, they handcuff him and they take him away. And they're going to put him in a dungeon until he's going to die. And it's a Rahman is on his wife. She won't be able to remarry. She'll never know when he's alive, when he's dead. So he's as they're taking him away in the van, and he's all in the collar, in the handcuffs. So he screams out, "Kiss we get li ishti." What's that? What good is that? Kiss we get li ishti. So the Gemara says, "Barishana hayomrim." The Mishnah later on, "Barishana hayomrim." It's obvious that he meant kisvu tenu. He didn't mean kisvu get. What's he going to do with a get? If I'm healthy and I tell people, write a get, I'm interested in divorcing my wife. So if they write the get, they have to give it to me, and I'll decide whether I want to divorce my wife. I didn't say kisvu tenu. If I say kisvu tenu, they can write, they can give. So originally the psak was, later generations, they came to the realization that not only is ayetze b'koyla mevuhal, and when he says kisva, he means kisva tenu, even if he's a hamefarish vayotze b'shayar, he's going on a long trip on the sea, or he's going to go travel over the desert, hamefarish b'ayam vayotze b'shayar, b'midbar, also he's mevuho, and when he says kisvu, what do you mean, write a get? But he's going to China. What are they going to write a get and leave it here? So obviously he meant kisva tenu. What if he's a mesukan? What if he's a choyla mesukan? He's about to die. He says, kiss forget li. What does it mean, kiss forget li ishti? They should write a get and leave it in the drawer, and I'll think about it. He's going to die soon. So Reb Shimon Shizuri added on, not only does the din apply to meforish vayotze b'shayora, afa mesukan, even if the person is a choyla mesukan, he's about to die. And he says, kiss forget li ishti. That's what he meant, kiss forget li. So the Gemara assumes that we pass like Reb Shimon Shizuri. So the Gemara asks, if the sefer of the Mishnah, the last line in the Mishnah, Tenu mana leplayni umeis yitnu lachamisa, why? Because the Divrei Shchimira is talking about a Shchimira, so the Reisha is probably also talking about a Shchimira. So if the Reisha is a Shchimira, so the only reason why you can't give the get umeis leyitnu lachamisa, but if he's still alive, you do give the get. So why does it, if you're talking about a Shchimira, so why does it say Tenu get liyishti? Even if he would have just said kisvu get liyishti, he would have also been kaisvim minaisim. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, does not show that your pshat in the Mishnah is not correct. The Sefer is not talking about a Shchimira. If the Sefer is talking about a Shchimira, then the Reisha is also talking about a Shchimira. If the Reisha is a Shchimira, it doesn't have to say Tenu, even if he would have just said Kisva get li ishti, it'd also be Kaisma Yonest. So that's what motivates one of the Amorim to say the whole Mishnah must be talking about a Bari. It was talking about a Bari, so the Reisha and the Sefer are both talking about a Bari. So in the Sefer, how does the Kinyan take effect? Because he made a Maimat Shloshtan. So should you interpret the ratio also that he made a Maimat Shloshtan? And the ratio, it's also a Maimat Shloshtan. And it says that it's no good. Tenu get zel ishti shtashir zel yav. The Mishnah tells me that Maimat Shloshtan is not good for a Nisinas Haget. Is that what the Mishnah means to tell me? A Maimat Shloshtan is not good neither for Nisinas Haget nor for Nisinas Shtarchai? Or do you say no? No. The Reish and the Sefer talk about the same person. They're both talking about a Bari, they're both talking about a Shchimira. But it doesn't mean that just like in the Sefer, you're talking about Maimat Shloshtan and it works. So the Reish is also talking about Maimat Shloshtan and it doesn't work. No, it's not. The Reish is not talking about Maimat Shloshtan. The Gemara just says you have to Zet sign the Reish and the Sefer talking about the same person, but it doesn't have to be exactly the same case. So that's what Tosis discusses. Tosis does not think. Tosis is noted to say just because the Sefer is a bori with Maimon Shloshtan, you're not forced into assuming that the Reish is also Maimon Shloshtan. The Reish and the Sefer are both a bori, and the Sefer is Maimon Shloshtan, the Reish is not Maimon Shloshtan. What's the din? Would Maimon Shloshtan be acceptable by a shtar? Is what to discuss. But they don't think that that's what the Mishnah is telling me. The Maimon Shloshtan is not acceptable by a shtar shichra. They don't think that that's the din that the Mishnah is driving at. That's what Tosfos writes over here. Dima maschil tnumana lepleini. A man nemuki lo bebori b'mayim shloshtan. There was a machlokes amoraim, Rav Papa and Rav Zvid. How do we read the last line in the Mishnah? Whether the how is the kinyan taking effect? Is it talking about a bori and the kinyan that's affecting over here is the mayim shloshtan, or is it talking about a shchemera and the kinyan is divrei shchemera kiksuv lechem serendom? So the Gemara says if the sefer is a shchemera, the reish is also a shchemera. And then they got involved. If the Reish is a Shchemira, so why does he have to say Tanu, even if he would have just said Kisvu, Kisvu would have meant Kisvu Tanu. So that's why one Amar in the Gemara doesn't like that pshat. He thinks that it can't be talking about a Shchemira, it must be talking about a Bari. So Tosfos says, yeah, but if the Sefer is talking about a Bari with Maimon Shloshtan, then you're going to tell me the Reish is also talking about a Bari with a Maimon Shloshtan. And that's what the Mishnah tells me, that Maimon Shloshtan is not acceptable for a get and for a Shtar Shichra. So Tosfos doesn't think that you have to go so far. That's what they write. The first line in the Tosfos is Tenumon al Aplani. The man the Muki lo b'bari b'mayim shloshtan. The Sefer goes on the bari b'mayim shloshtan. So the Gemara says the Reish is also a bari, but you don't have to say the Reish is a bari with b'mayim shloshtan. No, the man the Muki lo b'mayim shloshtan. Ain't sarach lami. You don't have to say l'diday Reish nami ar b'mayim shloshtan. And the get the Marish get is there, and the Mishnah is telling me this chiddush to teach me that b'mayim shloshtan doesn't work by get. Tosfos doesn't think that that's the pshat in the Mishnah. So that's what Tosfos and Baba Basra discusses. What's Taka the Din? Which kinyonim are affected by a shtar? Let's say a man divorces his wife. So which kinyonim do you need when he gives over the get? So it says v'nasam biyoda. You need yad. And the Gemara says later on the first daf in Hazarik, either yad is good or chotzer is good. What about other kinyonim? Are other kinyonim valid as well? So that's a machlek is Rashi and the other Rishonim in the beginning of Perek HaZoyri. So Rashi's opinion is that Kinyan Agav is good. If the husband is makna, the get to his wife Agav Karka. You can be makna metalkalim Agav Karka. So Rashi writes on Ein Zayin and Beis, if the husband is makna, the get to his wife Agav Karka, so that's also called Menasam B'yod. And all the other Rishonim disagree. Iran quotes all the Rishonim disagree with Rashi. They say, what are you talking about? The pasuk only says v'nasam b'yod. The yad is good, a chotzer is good, but agav is no good. So the pashtus says by a get, like the rishonim by get, agav is no good. So my mishloshtim for sure is no good. Let's say the husband wrote a get, and the sefer has the get in his home, and the husband and the wife and the sefer are staying together. And the husband says, I'm makna the get to you, but my mishloshtim. So the pashto says that it's certainly no good for gerishin. You need either yad or chotzer. Maim shloshim is not good. What if you're not talking about a get? What if you're talking, let's say, I want to give you, I own the building, 24 Bennett. Let's say, I am the landlord, I own the building. I want to give you the building, b'matanis. I write a shtar, the building, 24 Bennett in Manhattan, hereby belongs to you. So I give you the shtar. So if I give it to you, biyad, that's a kinyan shtar. If I give it in your chotzer, if yad and chotzer are good by get, yad and chotzer are good by tvisis balashtar, by other shtaris as well. What about agav? What about kinyan agav by a shtar on kinyan karka? I have a shtar that says 24 banishi hereby belong to you, and I don't give you the shtar, and I don't put the shtar in your chotzer. I makna to you another piece of karka, and agav the karka, you should be kind of the shtar. And by being kind of the shtar, this 24 banner should belong to you. Would that work? A kinyan agav. Is kinyan agav valid that it's considered tfisas hashtar? So the Gemara seems to say that it is good. Kinyan agav is good to be considered tfisas hashtar. By get is no good. By get, the Rishonim all disagree with Rashi and Ein Zayin and Beis. They say the only two kinyanim that are good by get are benasim b'yod, the yad is good, or chotzer is good. But agav is no good. That's what the machlek is Rashi and all the Rishon. So by get you need dafke yad achatz. But by other stories you just need tfisas bala shtar. So when I give over the shtar, the Dasa Maschai writes the shtar. He gives it over to the other party, he's called the Bala shtar. So what constitutes Tfisa Bala shtar? So Yad and Chatzar are certainly good. It's good by Getz, it's good by all shtars. Would Agav be good to be considered Tfisa Bala shtar? Pashta says it would be good. It's a Gemara. It seems that it is good. So what about Maimon Shloshton? Would Maimon Shloshton be acceptable also or not? So that's what Tosis discusses there in Bava Basra. That's what they say here. They don't think that's what the Resha of the Mishnah is telling me. The last line in the Mishnah, Truman of Plani Mesitna Lachami, so the Gemara gave one opinion that is based on Maimon Shloshton. It's a Bari Maimon Shloshton. So the Sefer is a Bari, the Resha is also a Bari, but they don't think you have to push so far. The Resha doesn't have to be the exact same case as the Sefer Bari with Maimon Shloshton. The Resha is a Bari, not Maimon Shloshton. The Mishnah is not taking a stand on whether Maimon Shloshton is acceptable by a get or not. It's probably no good. Maim Shloshton is no good by get. Only Yad HaChatzar. But they don't think that's what the Mishnah is trying to tell me. The Resha is not talking about a Maim Shloshton. So that leaves them open to discuss. That's a Tais Mova Basra. They're not sure what would the din be by Maim Shloshton, whether Maim Shloshton, Kinyan, Aga probably is good. But Tvisas Hashtar, an area is outside of get. Would Maim Shloshton be acceptable by other stars? Maybe yeah, maybe not. That's what Tosis is Dana. The Gemara has a lot more to say here. We just began this sugya. Okay, we'll have to learn more. Believe that tomorrow morning, I'll have to say the shiur at 10 o'clock, because I have to leave early again tomorrow. And Sunday I'll be out of town, I won't be able to give a shiur. And Monday we'll have to start Chazor, because the term is coming to a close already. So the Chazor will begin from the Sugya of Eretz Yisrael. From Chesem and Aleph, I think. Chesem and Aleph till Yud Gimel. Okay. Zion on the base. The Bechina went till where?
Zion.
Till Akku. Till Zion on the base. Okay, so we'll start from Zion on the base. So you're getting right to the beginning of this. Okay.